Welcome back to the Brokest Guy in the Room. This is Chris Kushner, your host, recording live from Bali. What a day it's been. Today was the 2024 YogaFX Teacher Certification graduation. I've been honored to take part and be a part of my third Bikram Yoga Teacher Certification. And life-changing just doesn't quite say it enough, you know. If you've been following the podcast and listening, then you know the story of how I ended up here, how I ended up finding the YogaFX family, how I ended up finding yoga, Bikram yoga, how it healed what was a very broken individual, how I sort of got melted down, put back together, made stronger than I could have ever imagined. And a choice to stay 3 years ago now led to an entire world opening. You know, the choices that we make, it's really remarkable how you can be one choice away, one instance away, one moment away from absolutely changing your life. When I came here so broken, I never could have expected all the doors that could have opened for me, all the people that I would meet, the family that I would build. This incredible experience has just been mind-blowing. I have had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity just keep open up ever since I came here. Coming back this time, here's what is now my reality. My wife and I, we are the proud owners of an Indonesian real estate company. Through that same company, I am now starting to export paintings, and we have scheduled art shows. My good friend Sam at Gola Osteria in Ithaca, New York, has so graciously been willing to host art shows where we will sell the custom original paintings that have been commissioned here in Bali that I will bring back. On this trip, I've been so fortunate as to meet a couple factory owners who manufacture teak and ironwood furniture and rattan furniture. And we now have an opportunity to start exporting both furniture, paintings, statues, handmade goods to the States to retail, sell, convert into cash, and bring back in the form of real estate investments here in Bali. If you would have told me a couple years ago that this is what I would be doing, well, there's no fucking way I would have believed you. Not a chance in hell. But this is now my reality, a reality that was a dream I would have never dared to articulate out loud. I'm gonna do my best to keep my emotions in check, but this has been an incredibly emotional journey. I'm back in the States. My beautiful wife, Kara, is holding the fort down and taking care of our home, our three dogs, making sure things are in order with my retail business, Top Shelf Liquor. My good friend, Dan Cole, my right-hand and key brokers, has been helping me make sure that my real estate brokerage is functioning and still maintaining and completing the sales that have come up. All from a chance encounter, a chance occurrence, a chance invitation, and taking a chance to accept that invitation. It's just an honor, it's a privilege, and a remarkable experience to be sitting here. Today we had the graduation ceremony. Class of about 45 people, just got certified to teach. New wave of Bikram 26 and 2 hot yoga instructors coming to you. And you know what's really interesting to me is that I didn't know how special it was. I mean, I knew it was special. I guess I thought all Bikram yoga was like this. And then I really... I still didn't know. You know, when I left, I went back to the States. I joined a local gym and started going to some Bikram classes. And it was cool, but it was nothing like what I had experienced and nothing like what I knew I could do. Nothing how I knew I could teach, the environment, the energy. It is electric. And because this was my first and only experience with yoga, I really couldn't have imagined, you know, what I had just scratched the freaking surface of. I got a friend who was following my stories on Instagram. If you follow on Instagram, I'm at the Emotional Healer, 1E. And, you know, I'd been posting stories of my experience. And she saw, her name's Clara, she's one of my best friend, aunt's girlfriend. She's following here, and she decided to come and take part in this training. And we had some discussions back and forth as to, you know, why I was perhaps a little dissatisfied with, you know, the yoga I encountered back. And I tried explaining. You know, it just wasn't the same. The energy in the room wasn't the same. The connection in the class wasn't the same. Most of the people that you're going to encounter in Bikram yoga learned at in India, took the 8-week course, you know, went to the traditional route. And I'm remarked to say that had that been my first encounter to yoga, I wouldn't have fallen in love with it. It wouldn't have grabbed a hold of me the way it did. I am a high energy, high functioning, high performing individual. And it takes a lot to really excite me, to get my attention. And, you know, speaking to a lot of you power lifters out there, a lot of you extreme sport guys, you would really know what I'm talking about. I mean, to get your attention, somebody needs to be grabbing. The environment needs to be electric. It needs to be pushing, challenging. And while you go into any Bikram class and, you know, the heat, the postures, the 26 postures, the 2 breathing, it's going to challenge you. It's going to push you to your limits. But unless you've experienced this, you just can't know what I'm talking about. But you know, I would invite any of you to contact me. I'll give you a private session. You can get firsthand a little bit of what people coming out of YogaFX have to offer. It's powerful. It can be life-changing. It can be emotional. It's a damn journey in 90 minutes that'll take you places inside your soul, your psyche, your heart that you never could have imagined. It'll break you down and put you back together stronger than you could have ever imagined. The way he does it here, I mean, it's not just an immersion in the yoga. It's an understanding of medically what is happening. You know, he brings in doctors from India who explain what the postures are doing, the benefits of each of them. They go through each of the 26 postures and the 2 breathing exercises and explain exactly medically what is happening and how to truly correctly do the postures. And that is why it's the only thing I've ever encountered that the better you get at it, the harder it is. Sadhguru defined effortlessness, not as somebody who doesn't put in effort, but somebody who has displayed such a mastery over a practice that effort stops being required. Well, I can tell you that is not possible with this, because the better I get, the more flexible I get, the more strong I get, the harder it gets. And anybody who's been in a room with me can attest to that, because you will see the sweat pouring off me. You will see that a person like me who is strong, who is fit, I still have to take my back almost every class, because I've learned how to push myself to the extreme in every posture, every single one, which is why by the end of the second posture, I'm already covered in sweat. It's a challenge, it's a journey, it's an experience. And it's one I hope all of you will get to try at some point in your life. One choice away, one chance encounter. A few years ago, I decided to skip the party that I was supposed to go to, leave my group, ended up at a gym, Soham Wellness Center. Thank you to the staff at Soham Wellness Center in Seminyak, Bali. They're incredible. The facility's incredible. And Ian's really made a home there for the YogaFX team. And I've now been through 600 hours of training, each of these 200-hour courses, and each one has been different and better than the last and built on it. It's powerful. This time around, I can tell you that I came here really to focus on my company that I started here. You know, I had the opportunity to start a company with my wife, and we are building a villa in Tibubuneng or Canggu. And that villa is nearing completion, and that's what I originally came for. And I didn't really intend on participating. I didn't really intend on going to the classes. But once again, just like every other time, all I had to do was show up once, and I couldn't help myself. I couldn't walk away. It's an addiction. And what I'm so grateful for, what I'm so thankful for. Truly remarkable. Truly remarkable. One choice. And from that, I now have this exciting venture, this exciting opportunity to start an international company, to be able to monetize traveling back and forth across the world and finding beautiful pieces of handmade goods, furniture, artwork, and being able to bring those back to the other side of the world and give people who never get a chance to see, experience, or acquire them the opportunity to do so, to acquire them, love them, treasure them forever, to share them, for them to be focal points, talking pieces. I am a very, very lucky, privileged, charged, empowered human being. And I'm so thankful for that. The one thing I've come to understand is that every time I come to Bali, it's a change, a challenge, a surprise. And that you have to be willing to recognize the gifts that the universe happens to put in your way, the things that you didn't think were something you were going to do or explore or pursue, and be willing to take the road less traveled. I feel electric right now. And, you know, as happens, if you've been following, you know that I struggle with Crohn's disease and a number of dietary restrictions. I have an affliction to, I tend to get gout as a result of eating different foods. And I suspect at this point that it's, you know, a hypersensitivity to the water here, perhaps. I eat a lot of salads, raw foods get washed in the water, trace amounts can get into your system. And what I found is I always get sick the second week. So I think that it builds up in my system for a week. And then the second week, there's like a war going on in my stomach. And while that's happening, my body is useless. And I get broken down and I can't do anything. And then this happens every time. And, you know, I kind of come back out of that cocoon with wings. Remarkable. Strong and excited. So damn excited. You never know who you're going to be sitting across from here. And it seems to be that every time I am willing to articulate to the universe that I need something, that I desire something, that I wish to accomplish something, that in very short fashion, in very short time, it places me directly where I need to be to capitalize on that opportunity to make it real. Usually in less than 24 hours, I end up finding myself sitting right next to somebody usually that's it. Usually on a chance occurrence, I find myself sitting across from the very person who could make my dream a reality, and a simple conversation and a choice to pursue and follow through makes that dream, that opportunity, a reality. And so here we go again. A lot's about to happen. This story is going to continue to grow in excitement. And I hope it offers some inspiration to anybody who's dreaming of a life that is different than what they have. A life that they thought perhaps was unachievable. Because the one thing that I have learned to be so true is that you can achieve anything that you are willing to do the work required to accomplish. The only second part to that is you got to believe it. You got to believe it so much that you can feel it, see it, taste it, smell it, and be willing to go after it. Paint a bullseye on a dartboard and keep fucking throwing those darts until you hit that goddamn bullseye, because you will. And it'll probably be when you least expect it. So today, following graduation, we had a beautiful ceremony. I was so proud to see all the students become teachers, cross that threshold. And then we went to this place, Villa Air, where Ian and Paco Lez, the CEO, basically the CEO of YogaFX, the CEO of Bokashi Oil, brought some local priests. Now in Bali, you know, the religion is Hindu, but it's a very unique kind of Hindu. It's very heavily Buddhist influence. And they came and performed for us a fire ceremony. And the fire ceremony is a series of releases and wishes where you are throwing offerings into the fire, and the release from those offerings is supposed to grant you good fortune, release from emotional strife, peace in your life and the world, freedom from war, good health for you, for the animals in your life, and prosperity. And following that ceremony, we had a wonderful dinner where we all got to exchange with each other. And then we got to experience some local dance, which traditionally used to be performed for the kings of Bali. You know, they would have the young girls from the village practice this dance from a very young age, mainly because of the dexterity and the limberness of the fingers able to perform the finger postures that occur during these dances. And so I guess for lack of a better way to say it, you could say we got to experience a royalty of kings and queens, on this night of celebration. And coming out of it, I feel nothing short of inspired, nothing short of energized, nothing short of recharged, and nothing short of changed again. It's not just about dreaming, it's about the choices we make. You see, it's all part of a complete circle. So many things in this universe I've learned really go in cycles and work that way, right? First, a spark lights a dream, an inspiration, something makes you see something that you desire. And then something inside of you causes you to actually reach towards that desire and take steps towards that desire, visualize and picture it and really believe it to be real. And then slowly but surely, the universe starts placing things in your way that will allow you to construct this thing that you see in your head. And then before long, you wake up one morning living a life that you never thought possible. A life that few people will ever get to taste. Few people will even understand. And even fewer will get to realize. It's an incredible journey, an incredible thing. And, I just want to take a moment to thank the people of Bali, to thank Ian Young at YogaFX and his incredible team, Mr. Riza, Gracie, Ivara, all the people that make it happen, to Soham Wellness Center for being our gracious host and providing this facility. I've gotten to see, at this point, probably about 100 people's lives change as a result of this course, this experience. I've gotten to share with them all. I've gotten to inspire them with my own experience, with my own story. And I can tell you, if any piece of that puzzle had been missing, I wouldn't be telling you the story that I am today. And perhaps the story that I'm telling you today will change your life and cause you to dream. Oh, the choices that we make. The choices that we make once realized can make you realize that everything was at stake. And it all could have faded away so quickly in just a simple dream. I'm going to share with you something that I wrote in the middle of the night last night. And it's called Choice. No sleep for the wicked. No rest for the weak. You paint yourself righteous, but that's not what you seek. Desperate for something you can't find at the peak, you reap what you sow, and you keep what you keep. I'm looking forward to having Ian on the podcast, and hopefully some others from, we'll see what I can do while I'm still here. I'm gonna stick around for a little bit longer. We made a nice deal with a local company here, Bali Mixwood Furniture. Thank you guys for custom making all the furniture for my beautiful villa. My Bali family, the Bobs, thank you so much for the opportunity to make the deal on the first villa. I love you guys. And it's going to be an exciting road from here. So you all stay tuned. Keep following the podcast. Keep following the Emotional Healer on Instagram. And keep checking us out. It's a hell of a ride. Until next time, my friends, I love you all with graciousness and gratitude. This is Chris Kushner signing off, saying namaste.